AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden admits no one in the administration or the Pentagon realized just how quickly the Afghan government would tumble to the Taliban.
The president says the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan happened faster than expected, but he still does not regret ordering the withdrawal.
I stand squarely behind my decision.
And says he'd rather take criticism over the fallout than leave the war to a fifth president.
It's the right decision for our people.
The president made little mention of the chaotic evacuation scenes at Kabul's airport, with critics like top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell saying the White House botched what it should have known was coming.
Honestly, this administration looks to me like it couldn't organize a two-car funeral.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Retired U.S. Army Afghan veteran David Smith says the U.S. has to do all it can to get Afghans who worked alongside the troops or U.S. and NATO officials out of the country, even if it means paying off the Taliban.
The guys and their families who are operational interpreters who really fought side by side, that war never ended for them. Those guys fought day in and day out. We got to rotate in and out of there. That war never ended. That threat to their family never ended.
In Hayward, California, Ms. Ghanzahir Darby says family members still in Afghanistan are distraught.
There is a sense of hopelessness. There is a sense of trepidation, sadness, and also seeing that Taliban flag go up has emerged in many the feeling of homelessness.
The Committee to Protect Journalists says it has had requests from 475 journalists in Afghanistan who work for both local and international news organizations for help leaving the country. A number of organizations are making day-to-day decisions on staff members. The Associated Press, for example, has two who have left with their families and are reporting remotely from Turkey, but others are staying on in Afghanistan. This is AP News. The federal government opens a formal investigation into Tesla's autopilot partially automated driving system after a series of collisions with parked emergency vehicles. The investigation covers nearly everything sold by the company in the U.S. since the start of the 2014 model year. T-Mobile investigating a data leak after someone tried to sell the data online.
On an online forum, there was an offer to sell the personal information of cell phone users. T-Mobile says there was unauthorized access to some of its data, but the company did not know the scope of the breach yet or who was affected. Vice's Motherboard reports the online offer was to sell personal data for more than 100 million people. That included social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, unique device identifiers, and driver license information. T-Mobile says it could not confirm the number of records involved and also said it's confident the entry point to gain access has been closed. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.